Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! All right, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some things that I do to prevent injury when I'm working out on a pool route. I'll also go over some things you can do to protect yourself as far as gear and what to wear. And I think it's very easy to get hurt while you're working out there. And these are some things that will definitely, hopefully, prevent injury if you follow some of these tips. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I think the first step in preventing injury is the gear you wear out there. I know it's uncomfortable, but I wear a back brace. I don't wear the ones where you kind of clip them onto your shoulder. I just wear the Mueller brand one where I put around my waist and it has the lumbar support. And really what the back brace does for me, it reminds me of my lifting position. You can get very careless out there because you're, you know, kind of working with speed and you don't want to take too much time doing something. And it takes time to get in the right lifting position. So a lot of times you're just going to grab something and pick it up because you're not thinking about it. But if you're wearing the back brace, you're going to think twice about it and really lift in the correct position, which is from your knees up and not lifting, squatting over something or leaning over something, which is what a lot of people do and how I hurt myself the first time. And so the back brace is not only some protection there, of course, but a kind of reminder as I'm wearing it to pick up the 50-pound bucket of tablets correctly, picking up a 40-pound bag of salt correctly, things like that so I don't hurt myself. The last thing you want to do is hurt your back because then you're going to have lots of problems and it could be a long-term injury. For me, when I hurt my back, I was sleeping on the floor, believe it or not, for about a month or so. And sleeping on the hard floor with a sheet is the best way to kind of heal your back, I think. Sleeping on the bed doesn't work. So I slept on the floor for about a month and it really helped with the back injury. And since that point, I always wear a back brace when I'm lifting anything out there. When I'm working all day, I'll have the back brace on to prevent that kind of injury. Something else that I wear out there, and I don't know if people will want to do this, but I like wearing knee pads because for me, I knee down a lot. And over the years, my knees started weakening from kneeing down a lot. In fact, one of my knees, you know, if I don't wear the knee pad, I can feel it right away that I'm, you know, being injured or it starts to get sore pretty quickly. So the knee pads really help because you're on your knees a lot in this business. You're, you know, emptying the skimmer basket on your knees. You're checking the chemicals. Usually you're kneeing down when you do that because the ground is kind of like your table. And all these things wear out your knees pretty quickly. And knee pads are a very easy way to prevent that from happening. I like the Ergodyne knee pads, but there's definitely professional brands. They're actually like a pro brand, but there's also some more contractor type pro brands of knee pads out there. I don't recommend the cheap knee pads because they don't last long. They don't work out there in the field. But again, I use the Ergodyne brand and they're pretty good. They'll last about 3 months before they start to tear. And then I just buy a new set of knee pads. So knee pads are definitely essential. And then I wear the nitrile gloves out there, not the disposable gloves. I was wearing them at one point, the surgical gloves, but they're kind of a pain. And then chemicals will get behind the latex, and then you can develop a latex allergy pretty quickly by wearing them every day. And so I stopped with the latex gloves pretty early on and went with the nitrile reusable gloves. And the brand that I'm currently using are called are from G&F Products, and they're on Amazon. And you just type in 6 pairs men's work gloves, and definitely these are really good nitrile coated gloves. I can give you a link also if you email me for the knee pads and for the gloves that I wear. And these are really good gloves. They're like, for 6 pairs, they're like $12 on Amazon, and they have different sizes. And I wear the medium size. I'm 5'7", 145 pounds. You can definitely get the large size if you're bigger, but these will protect your hands from the trichlor tablets. It'll protect your hands from the muriatic acid and all kinds of other chemicals. And just wearing these gloves also protects your hands from being scraped and bruised when you're doing any kind of repairs. So I'm always wearing my gloves when I'm doing filter cleanings, especially because of the fact that you can scrape your hands really easily somewhere on the filter or whatnot. And I think these are a great way to protect your hands out there from the chemicals as well as from getting cut. And also when you're reaching in the skimmer basket, you don't have to worry about spiders or any kind of, you know, insects. And so I definitely recommend the gloves along with the back brace and the knee pads. And of course, this is kind of not looking like a pool service guy because I got this gear on. And then I'll make it worse for you. I wear long sleeve shirts. And of course, there's many reasons for that, but that's kind of like the uniform that I wear. So it's a button up long sleeve shirt. And it's not cotton, of course. It's like a partial cotton and a partial polyester type material. And it's really good because it cools you off when you sweat, but it also lets a lot of air in. And one of the main reasons why I have the long sleeve shirts, the sun, I don't really like the sun hitting my arms. And so I'll have them down around my elbows and then I'll put suntan lotion on the rest of my arms towards my hands. And these will really protect you from the sun. The reason why I like the collar is because the collar protects the back of your neck from the sun hitting it versus a t-shirt. And all of this is for the sun protection. The benefit of having the long sleeves is when you're doing a filter cleaning. If you've ever done a fiberglass, well, they're mostly fiberglass now. I should back up. If you've ever done a fiberglass filter lid that's kind of wearing out from the sun, all those fiberglass shards will get into your arm. So I just roll down my sleeves down to my wrist, and then I'm able to do the filter cleaning without worrying about any fiberglass shards getting into my arms. And if you've never done a filter where the fiberglass is wearing out, you're definitely going to remember that because you're going to have these fiberglass shards in your arms for 2 or 3 days, and it's not going to feel comfortable. And so the long sleeve shirts kind of have a twofold purpose. One is to protect myself from the sun, of course. And the other reason is when I'm doing these filter cleanings, I can roll them down and protect my arms from being damaged during the filter cleaning by the fiberglass. I think one quick story with the knee pads I should share is that I was approached very aggressively by two pit bulls that have gotten out of the neighbor's yard. I was in the front of the house. I wasn't even in the backyard. And they came charging towards me. And so I actually didn't have anything in my hands yet. I was just getting out of my truck. So I actually used my knee pad on my knee to kind of put it up towards the dog's face so that it wouldn't bite me. And of course, the other dog I kind of grabbed by the collar and held onto it. And so the knee pads actually helped me because the dog, I guess, didn't know what it was in the first place. And so it kind of scared him to back up a little bit and allowed me to get my hand on the collar of the other dog. And of course, the owner came out and he yelled and whistled at the dogs and they came running to him. Of course, it was reported to the police and they came over to investigate it with the canine unit, which is interesting. But the knee pads actually saved me, I think, right there because the dog didn't know what it was. So can come in handy for weird situations, I guess, but I wear them mainly to protect my knees, but that was something that actually came out to be helpful. And then I'll wear long pants also for the same reason that I wear the long sleeve shirt to protect myself from the sun. And the slacks, of course, are very uncomfortable in the summertime because it's 90 to 110 degrees here a lot of the times. However, I just don't like the sun hitting my legs. And I feel like the risk of skin cancer kind of outweighs the comfort. And besides that, the long pants also help from the bugs and other aspects of working out there. So I really like wearing them. I got into the habit of wearing them over the years. And it's something that you develop a habit of. And I think you'll kind of like them once you start wearing them. I don't recommend jeans, but some pool guys do work in jeans. I just like the regular Docker type slacks. And they're really comfortable. And again, you get a little hotter because you don't have shorts on, of course, but you don't have the sun hitting your legs either, and the skin cancer risk is lowered. And then last, I'll wear a straw hat. And some pool guys don't like the straw hat because it kind of interferes with your full range of motion or vision. I like it because it keeps the sun off of every aspect, my neck, you know, my face, my shoulder area, my neck area where it's exposed in the front. So the straw hat definitely for me is better, but I understand it makes it harder to work sometimes. And it can, you know, get caught in tree branches when you're walking in somewhere. Things like that happen. But I really like the straw hat for the overall protection it offers me. And I think once you start wearing a straw hat, you're going to like it a lot better than a baseball cap. I think it's definitely a way to protect yourself out there from the sun. And you have to get kind of the right straw hat. There's all different kinds. I don't like the really heavy ones. The one I use is kind of light. And I definitely think it offers you the best sun protection out there. And it keeps your head cool because it's kind of vented because it's a straw hat. And the baseball cap, I think I get too sweaty. It doesn't offer a lot of protection either as far as the other areas of your head, just the front forehead area. And as far as glasses, I really recommend wearing polarized glasses because they offer you the best UV protection. And besides that, as a benefit, with the polarized glasses, you can actually see algae in a pool a lot easier than with the standard sunglasses. And so if you're going to order glasses, I definitely would recommend making sure that they're polarized. And a lot of times you can tell just by looking in the pool if there's algae forming on the wall on a sunny day with these glasses on. So definitely everything's a little bit darker. You don't want to do your chemical readings and look at them with the polarized glasses on if you're doing, you know, a Taylor reagent test, because they're going to come out darker. But as far as for protection from the UV rays and being able to see through the sun glare, they are a much better sunglass than the standard sunglasses. And of course, last, I definitely wear suntan lotion to protect myself on any parts that are exposed on my face. And then the lower part of my arms, I put the lotion on there and definitely recommend that. As far as safety around the pool area, I think it's important that when you have the skimmer lid off, that you know that the skimmer lid's off and you're not going to step in there with your feet and potentially break your ankle, which has happened to pool guys in my area. So what I like to do is when I empty out the skimmer basket, or if I'm going to manually vacuum a pool, which I don't do very often, I'll do that when I'm done walking around the pool. So for instance, I'll make sure I do the chemical checking. I check the chemicals, I'll skim the pool, and I'll do everything else. Then I'll take the skimmer lid off to empty the skimmer basket and or manually vacuum the pool. That way, I'm not walking around the deck with the skimmer lid off at any time, because you have the potential of kind of forgetting where you're walking and stepping into that opening. And it's actually almost a perfect size to get your foot in there and break your ankle. Other ways I've gotten hurt out there is with low-hanging tree branches. I've hit my head so hard on a tree branch before where I saw stars, probably had a concussion. And so I'm really conscious now, extra conscious, I guess I should say, of the surroundings around the pool equipment, around the pool, where these branches are. And you can get careless very easily because you're out there just working and you're not paying attention. And so definitely the low-hanging tree branches can be very dangerous hitting your head there. I've also hit my head on equipment areas. You know, sometimes they have like a wall around it, and some people will build even a top for the equipment. And I've hit my head on top of there because coming from one pool to another, you don't remember that this pool has it for some reason. I've done that, and it's hot out there and you're kind of working. And so you'll just stand up and forget that you're under a covered equipment area. Maybe it's just me that's done that. But anyway, that's something that you got to be aware of. Hitting your head somewhere is something that definitely happens out there. So definitely be careful of that. Know your surroundings. And I think the last caution out there is when the pool deck is wet. If you ever had, you know, when you're using your own pool or someone's pool, when you run on there bare feet, definitely it's very slippery. And so I think the proper footwear is important too. And so I wear work boots, waterproof work boots. And I use the Ever Boots. You can get those on Amazon. It's a pretty good brand. I've been using them for years now. It's called the Ever Boot again. And I think it's a really good brand of waterproof shoes to keep your feet dry. But the traction is actually pretty good also. And so when the deck is wet or if it's been raining, definitely be cautious of where you're standing because it could get really slippery out there, especially if the customer has certain kind of decking. It gets even slipperier than others. I think the wood decks around the pool are the worst. They're very slippery when they're wet. So just be very cautious when you're working around areas when it's raining out there. And then, of course, the mud is another way you can get hurt. A lot of the pools in my area have the equipment area kind of set far from the pool, and it could be in a dirt area. So when it rains, it gets muddy, and I've slipped before and sprained my ankle. So all those are kind of things that could happen. And I think the key is to be conscious of the backyard, and you know, you're going to go to 70 or 80 different backyards every week, and it could be very easy to forget certain things about this backyard. So being conscious is very important, and kind of also always be conscious and aware of when you have that skimmer lid off. You don't want to step in there and get hurt, and you don't want to trip over anything either. So there's a lot of hazards out there. There's pools that have rock formations, and you're climbing on it to brush, and I've fallen off my share of those. And I've fallen into the pool on different occasions, so it does happen. So just be aware that, you know, this is a pretty hazardous job around the pool, and sometimes the pools are very fancy, and increases the hazard of doing the service. So again, it starts with the gear. I think protecting yourself, the gloves, the work boots, the long sleeve shirts and pants, the straw hat that I wear, the knee pads, the back brace, all kind of help me with the safety just by what I'm wearing. And then being conscious of the pool, what pool you're at, and the hazards of that particular pool. It's important, I think, just to always be conscious of your environment. And I think because the last thing is you don't want to get hurt out there, because you're it, basically, and you don't have a backup in most cases unless you have employees. Or part of IPSA where they have sick route coverage. So I think the best medicine is prevention. Don't want to get hurt in the first place so that you don't have to worry about any kind of safety nets that you have or don't have in place. With that said, if you're looking for other podcasts that I've recorded, definitely go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And on the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that. That'll take you to the previous shows I recorded. And I have a lot of content out there regarding other things about pool care besides safety, of course, and you can refer to those. And if you're interested in enhancing your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits for joining the group, including a discount on your general liability insurance. So again, there's a lot of great benefits for joining, and you can learn about these at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.